Okay, welcome to our pre-show here. And let me get my act together here, man. I'll tell you what we're about to see. Not that we're about to see anything all that fucking great, but what I want to do, what I think I'd like to do, you know, is go to the videotape is what we're going to do here. I just want to see this report. I don't know. I didn't. Here's a poor kid that survived the goddamn stabbing. I don't know what it is, you know. I was not concentrating on this thing yesterday, so I wasn't concentrating on the news yesterday.
In 1953, we made the dream of transcontinental flying possible. Today, we make dreams possible on every flight. With the most lie-flat seats from New York to L.A. Only on American.
No, wait, motherfucker.
I'm Sarah Hashimaris in the Los Angeles Times newsroom.
Aren't you a sex model?
At least 20 people were injured at a Pennsylvania high school this morning when a male student armed with two knives went on a stabbing rampage in the science wing of the building. The suspect is a 16-year-old sophomore. He's now in police custody. Officials said several people suffered life-threatening injuries and at least two were in surgery. The mass stabbing at Franklin Regional High School in Murraysville, east of Pittsburgh, started before classes began. A security guard and students between the ages of 14 and 17 were among those injured. The Times reports that a security company employee visited the school the previous day to investigate how to upgrade campus protection. For more, visit LATimes.com and at LATimes on Twitter
for
the latest updates.
That's not what I wanted to see. Where's the other fucking report you guys just did, man? You understand what I'm saying? See, I didn't come on here to see that. You got somebody in the news. Here's the one that I wanted to see.
In 1953, there was nothing like
I didn't want to see this, but
today there's cappuccino, espresso.
We'll just turn that off. What do you think of that, huh? You had the opportunity to advertise to my captive audience, but you don't get to, man.
Authorities near Pittsburgh are trying to determine the motive behind Wednesday's stabbing attack at a high school that's left a Pennsylvania town in shock.
I heard he just started stabbing people out of nowhere.
16-year-old Alex Rybel is in jail without bail and charged as an adult. He was brought to court in a hospital gown after he was treated for a minor hand wound. Rybel faces 4 counts of attempted homicide and 21 counts of aggravated assault for allegedly stabbing 21 students and a school security guard.
I can tell you what we saw when we got there was a hallway that was pretty much in chaos, as you can imagine. A lot of evidence of blood on the floors in the hallway. We had students running about, trying to get out of the area.
Authorities say Rival used 2 kitchen knives in the attack and that the school's assistant principal stopped it by tackling him.
Assistant principal Sam King did a role that's very admirable. Sam was actually able to tackle the suspect.
Witnesses say Rybel showed little emotion during the attack.
No, he had the same emotion on his face every single day, just like a blank face, blank stare.
At least 5 of the students were critically wounded, including a boy who was stabbed in the liver. Emily Roseman, The Associated Press.
Okay, well. All right, so that's that. I don't, you know, what do you want me to tell you? You know, it's the kid had the blank face. Maybe he's a sadistic psychopath in training, you know. I mean, I'm not kidding, you know. Maybe he's a sadistic psychopath. In other words, he's got no empathy, no emotion. And all of a sudden, all this shit makes the look for the fucking Malaysia jet. It's like, I don't give a shit now. And I was really into that story, you know. I was really into the Malaysia jet story. Still am, but it just sucks. I don't give a fuck anymore about it, okay? So just shut up. Well, now, Phil, just shut up. I don't want to say it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't even look at it, okay? I don't give a flying fuck. I just don't give a flying fuck.
You know, Billy, when you talk that way...
Fuck off, Mom.
Okay, all bets are off now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that hurt. All right, see, that's how I make myself laugh. Actually, that's how I used to make the kids laugh, too. I would just juxtapose these two alternating realities of, you know, I made one of the kids, Chris, laugh his fucking ass off one day. We were going to school. I stopped for gas, and for some reason, I broke into this impression. I was just, oh, my my God, what is it? What is it? Oh, it's your sister. And that's all I did. And he was pissing himself the rest of the way to school. And that's probably one of the very earliest your sister jokes that that kid ever heard, which now he's probably writing them. He's probably writing them and selling them to Jimmy Fallon. Yay. You think I'm clapping? If you're listening and you're not watching, actually, you would be watching, because the only way you can get the pre-show is by watching it, so forget it. Breaking news, 19 students, one, we get it, okay? This is where I begin to really get fucking upset. This is where it starts to, you know, I'm a nice guy, everything's great, the day is going well, and then I start to get fucking really upset when they beat the motherfucking shit out. You guys can report this shit. You've already proven that your reportage on this bullshit doesn't improve anything. All it does is get fucking people psycho, motherfuckers. You are not doing any good with your fucked up reporting. Do you understand? You know, you're not doing any fucking good with your fucked up reporting, man. All right, now I got to get my shit together here and get the get all the news stories that I done did print off, which I will now get just as soon as I figure out how to do it. Man, with somebody, I heard this dude on the air one time. I swear to God, I heard this on the radio in Orlando, Florida in the early 70s, because this is how fucking bad Orlando radio was. I mean, it probably still is pretty fucking shitty. Seriously, some of the dumbest motherfuckers that I ever heard from in my life when it came to just my show were from fucking Orlando. God damn it. How did I live? I started my career in that shithole. And now here I am, years later, having conquered all kinds what? Okay. But I still have to deal with some dumb cunt in Central Florida with, those people down there are into this show. They're into this motherfucking, and here it is. These motherfuckers, the monsters of the Midway, there it is. Those people, right, who, what is that, you know? And they'll turn around and they'll knock what I do because I do a bunch of funny voices. It's just like being back on a fucking, it's just like being back in high school. I swear to God, being on the radio is like being back in high school when you were doing all this whack, crazy shit, and the cool kids who thought they were out of the mainstream, they still were making fun of you. So in other words, there were all these cool kids in high school who were sort of, you saw themselves as a James Dean-esque, Natalie Wood James Dean-esque. On the outside looking in, kind of, you know, they had the slouch and they had the cigarette. Great. And then there was the kids like me who were really outside the fucking mainstream because I was fucking, you know, I was nuts, you know. My perceptions of life were really goofy and I thought very entertaining, but what did I know, you know. And so supposedly, you know, these two groups of people who probably should have been allies, I had to sort of work my way into the good graces of the cool people. And how did you do that? Generally, they couldn't help themselves. They laughed at every fucking thing I said. You know, they just couldn't help it. You know, Phil is funny, you know. But it was the same goddamn thing. You know, sort of sum up proves that radio's no different. Radio, even in the areas of radio that one would call so-called hot talk or personality-driven radio or the, you know, the Howard Stern realm of radio, even in that fucking realm of radio, I got to prove myself to these fucking cunts, you know, who couldn't hold my motherfucking jockstrap if it was the only goddamn thing they ever had to carry in their lives. I mean, they couldn't fucking lift it off the goddamn, they couldn't lift it out of the fucking hamper, man, where I threw it 3 days ago and where it is now, good and ripe. Hey.
Maybe they wouldn't want to.
I don't give a shit. They're gonna, you know. But the problem with me, and I understand this, the problem with Phil, if I'm to be perfectly honest, which I generally am not, but hey, fuck it, you know, there's a first time for everything, is that, you know, I walk around, or walk to, in the past tense, I walked around with that chip on my shoulder, you know, and that chip on my shoulder became really this hostile thing. So the radio world, as such as it was, What is this, man? I can't read this shit, man. Early in the morning, dude. Can't read it. Okay, new signal. Malaysia Airlines. Here we go, baby. Here we go. So I would walk around with this very hostile... I still walk around with a rather hostile and chip on my shoulder attitude. And I don't know, is it right? Is it wrong? Is it good? Is it bad? It's probably bad because, you know, you're not going to make any fucking friends that way. You know, you're going to be just, you know, people are going to not really like you. And that's, you know, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. It is ultimately the best thing to do is to be is to speak the language of the country you're in. I'm saying that in a figurative sense, but also literally. But it's important, no matter how resentful you may be of this, that, or some other shit, you got to speak the language. If you want to get anything out of people, you got to be able to speak their language. You can walk around with a fucking bad attitude, right? And this is really, if you want to know the number one lesson that the world has to learn, the number one lesson for the world to learn is the following. Rather than puff out your chest and demand, wave signs, demand, wave fucking slogans, demand, the best thing to do is to understand, even though you have every right in the world to be legitimately upset, I'm not saying that you don't, even though you have every right in the world to have the attitudes that you have, what do you want to do, man? Do you want to get something done, or do you just want to be pissed off forever? What's it going to be, you know? Well, you and I both know what the real answer to that question is. I mean, you may say that, you know, you want to be forever pissed off, but the fact is you want to get some shit done. So what you have to do is speak the language, is work your way through these hallways of stupidity, work your way through this labyrinth of dumb fuck, even hide your disdain if you must. Even if you can, if it's possible, come to understand why these people are as fucking stupid as they are. And maybe there's a good reason for this shit. And who knows, you know, maybe you got it wrong. You know, it's very, very possible. It's possible that in the midst of all of their ignorance and their disdain and their arrogance for you, maybe they have their own story to tell. So who knows? I know I'm sounding very touchy-feely, but let me tell you where I'm coming from here. I'm coming from a pretty basic fucking place, and that is making your life better, being happier, getting where you need to go, finding what you need to find, making the money that you want to make, you know, being all you can be. All that bullshit can be done if you are willing to take your anger and your, you know, resentment, all that good shit, push that shit to the side, you know, just like that coach said in the Dodger locker room or the Dodger dugout when Tommy Lasorda had come back off the mound telling Doug Rowe he was a piece of shit. And he said, no, we got to play him back. Play him back. Yeah, we can't give up two more this fucking early. Play him back. All right, go on back, Lopes. Push that motherfucker to the side, you know. So find the tape and listen to it. I don't know how it all goes down, but it's pretty fascinating. I can quote that fucking tape left and right. All right. When I was a kid and I was walking around pissed off and upset, I would never have taken, and I know myself, I knew myself then, I was not a violent, that was just not my thing, you know. I was an angry kid, and if anybody fucked with me, it would have been on huge. Although, you know, I was kind of a hippy-dippy guy, too. I was trying to... I was made to feel so guilty about my anger that a lot of times I was strangled in this position of not knowing whether to act, you know, in an angry way or not. You know, everybody was telling me, I'm so fucking... Phil, you're so angry. Oh, God help us when you get older. This kind of shit. That I would just... Oh, I so want to be a good boy, you know. I don't want to be an angry guy. I don't want to alienate people. I want people to love me, you know, like every kid. So, I put a big, big fucking lid on my anger and the resulting violence that, would have come. But I would never have been able to do that had I not been fairly well wired upstairs. I'm saying fairly well because I ain't completely wired well upstairs. I mean, most of the punishment that I dished out in life, I did it to this guy. You know, I mean, I just, like we all do, you know. I was never going to be a kid going to school with a bunch of knives and stabbing people. I my whole thing in this world was to get people's approval, to get people to love me. That ain't going to happen when you do that, you know. I went into entertainment. You know, I went into the entertainment business. But I never used my real instincts as an entertainer. I never used my real talent for many years. I was in entertainment. I was in the radio business, which was my choice because I loved radio so much. And I wanted to, you know, master that domain, as they say. But I had no confidence that anyone would think my shit was worthy, right? So thank you very much, Wall Street Journal. That's okay, man. No, I understand. I need to get a subscription. I will get a subscription, Wall Street Journal. But unfortunately, today is not the day, so I have to bypass your story on Russia. And, of course, then I think, do I really give a fuck about Russia? And the answer is no, I don't. But really, I don't give a fuck about Vladimir motherfucking Putin. And just a segue from one topic, which was me and of far more interest to me than Russia. Let's segue into Russia here. I'm going to tell you something, man. Russia, Vladimir Putin, when that guy from the Ukraine said that Putin was acting like Hitler, he was just absolutely fucking dead on right. And the Russians are behaving in a typical European manner, which is, oh, wait a minute, wait just a goddamn minute. We're not going to be encircled again by you motherfucking Europeans. Now, the Russians have had this long-standing inferiority complex. Yes, I said inferiority complex. Here they are, a big badass fucking country with millions of motherfucking people, and they're constantly paranoid about what some little fucked up country like either the Ukraine or Germany or Poland is going to do to them. You know, Europe is... Why don't you just goddamn pay attention to your own shit, okay? You motherfuckers, you live like fucking animals. You drink like a goddamn fish over there. Motherfuckers have got more fucking slogging down their vodka for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know. You still ain't got the fucking streetcars running right. I understand that, you know, things are improving and getting better, but you can do these things, man, without acting like a fucking cunt, okay? You think America acts in an arrogant and overly brash manner? The Russians, look, why don't you just admit a couple of things? Number one, your motherfucking fucked up piece of shit country with the communism thing did not work. It didn't fucking work. People hated you. People hated it. You gave birth to one of the most bloodthirsty pieces of shit that ever ruled a country, Joseph Stalin, and you had to live that shit down for decades until finally it was over, man. Just fucking over. Your economic system from 1917 forward never really caught up with the rest of the fucking world or the rest of the industrialized world. Your perception, the Marxist-Leninist perception of capital, is up the fucking ass, if I may quote from my own manifesto, the Phil Hendry bullshit manifesto, which says, to wit, that the communist manifesto is up the fucking ass. That's on page 2, chapter 3, verse 6, when Phil enters the village. I don't know what it was. See, when... that's where that's at, Jack, okay? And I'm here to tell you, man, this fucking shit has got to end. What happened here, man? Wow. Talk about balls. But the Russians, so now they come along with what? What's their fucking problem now? The Ukraine wants to be a part of Europe. So how do they react to that? They react defensively. They go, okay, well then guess what we're going to do? We're going to do it. So they go in and they grab Crimea. They grab Sevastopol. They grab all the good stuff. They grab all those fucking choice... they just fucking take it through some bullshit trumped-up referendum. This is right out of Hitler's playbook. So don't fucking act like, you know, oh, my God, what a rash and terrible thing. And let's... Now is not the time for bullshit. Now is the time... You're right. Now is not the time for bullshit. Now is the time. What the hell is going on here, man? Okay, good. All right, cool. All right, we're all set, man. Let me see what's up here. The fuck is this? I can't right now read this. Sorry. Okay. I want him. And I need him. Here's the news as we see it this morning. Got 8 minutes to go. 4-year-old killed in daycare crash identified as Lily Kinney. This is just a terrible story. So this is a strictly a Phil commentary thing. North Carolina kidnapping victim targeted because of daughter's work as a prosecutor. Get my fucking character list up here, man. I've got two character lists that I actually put together. I got one on the phone and one on the desktop. Hey, what the hell happened here? Holy shit. What is this? What happened to, oh, I see what I did. Well, that's interesting. I disappeared. Sorry. I got a character list on my desktop. Well, I don't have time to. A power outage. You're going to have to come over here, Alex, and do it. Oh, poor guy. We got all kinds of stuff. There's a power outage in where Alex lives, and so he can't remote work from his office today. He has to remote work from here. And meanwhile, I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Jay Santos. Federal court to consider Utah ban on same sex. This has got to be Larry Grover. What a fucking sexually confused guy he is. Larry Grover. New pings. Art Griego is our pingmeister. I want to do Debbie Daly, too. I forgot about Debbie Daly. Over Debbie Daly's name here. Art Griego. I just think the story is really interesting, and I just like it, you know. Let's see if I can't get it. Anti-healthcare. Malaysia again. Malaysia. I got two Malaysia stories. How many fucking Malaysia stories do I got here, man? Jesus H. Christ. Put these motherfuckers together. New signal detected in Hunt for Malaysia. Malaysia plane MH370. Possible new signal detected. Okay, I got it. I'm on it. I got it. All right. But it's my own fault because, like I said, I think it's an endlessly fascinating story. And I never was able to understand the people that were... GM puts their engineers on leave. Dave Castellini, I think. Okay. How many fucking goddamn messages, man? Jesus. All right, we got 3 fucking minutes. Here's the thing I want to do with this GM. Would do this story, man. This story does not speak to any character that I have, this GM story. Where are we at, man? Okay. Federal court to consider Utah ban on same-sex marriage. Oh, that's Dave Castellini. All right, I just got to remember. I just got to forget to remember. Or remember to forget. And then this kid, I haven't even printed off the story about the kid, but the school stabbing kid. But, you know, we will. Get that fucking punk face motherfucking kid. Everybody wants to get angry and blame somebody. There's nobody to blame. There's no one to fucking blame, motherfuckers. Do you understand? Nobody to fucking blame. No one to blame. There's nobody you can hang. There's no one you can arrest. There's no one you can shoot. There's no one you can stab. There's no one you can medicate. There's no motherfucker to blame. This is nature taking its course. We deal with it. We cure it. But you can't blame somebody. So get your fucking shit together on the half of this stuff. God almighty. These fucking people, man. Who's to blame? Who caused it? How'd they raise him? What kind of medicine? Who, what? Fuck you, man. You aren't helping the situation at all. Deal with the fucking kid. Deal with the problem. We got kids. Their biochemistry's fucked up. There's something going wrong. Let's deal with it. Let's fix the fucking thing. Getting so fucking sick and tired of these motherfuckers with their gotta blame somebody. Look at this. It's printing on its own now. This fucker is printing on its own. I've never in my life been so insulted. A machine will not wait for my, direction. It just goes ahead and does whatever the fuck it wants to do. Are you ready for that? How about that? All right. Are we ready to go? Just about, man. Just about ready to go. Thank you all who were listening to our pre-show, and welcome to the rest of you guys ready to rock and roll and do the stroll and do this shit and do that shit. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today, and we're going to talk about it. Rest assured, it is going to get talked about. But It may not be the most polite. It may not be the most eloquent. It may not be, what do you want to call, the most, what articulate? But, you know, it, it's going to be good, man. Don't worry about it. So here we go. We ready to rock and roll? Ready to go? I want to start the show with that Volbeat song that is so fucking good. Dead But Rising.